Welcome back for another important chapter called Lean Management, and also some of the techniques and very unique in nature which is explained here to improve our overall inventory management. Objective of this particular session is to understand lean manufacturing and lean supply chain techniques. What is lean manufacturing? What is the methodology and techniques we adopt to achieve this lean principles? Knowledge related to lean principles and systemic approach. So to understand more in detail of what is lean principles and how do we what is the systemic approach, how do we achieve that, various ways and means, so as to standardize that, so as we can achieve the lean methodology and waste elimination process. Adoption and application of lean delivers high customer service while maintaining the working capital, mostly in the form of inventory. We are going to talk about more of inventory management processes in this and how effective these lean principles, to manage this, manage our inventory optimally. Working process and finished goods inventories are reduced by up to 50%. It is huge in nature. If we eliminate our investments on inventory, is reduced by 15%. The working capital requirements are lowered up to 20%. It means your investment into the business till it is capitalized, getting capitalized through revenue generation. This particular waste is of investing more in inventory and buffers. Is unproductive. Naturally, the lean principles will help you to reduce and diminish your overall inventory level to optimal, and also the overall value chain is managed effectively. Higher fill rates. What is fill rates? In case of lean principles, what we will be having is a better place management, so we can have optimal warehouse requirements instead of having a huge space and managing the huge space and potential risk of risk related to the material production, and also it can improve greatly by almost 40 to 50% in this lean principles. Lean production systems are characterized by redundancy reduction, minimum inventory levels, and a continuous flow of product through the manufacturing process. What we produce is also to be sold at the faster rate, rather than of retaining the inventory in our place to wait for a demand. The lean principle basically talks about pull system. It means when the demand signal comes, the entire activity is related to the lead time of managing that particular demand from manufacturing to the distribution, rather than holding the stock in our system for larger time and servicing. Also, when you are having higher service level requirement, naturally we will be investing more on inventory. So to avoid this inventory and also put everything into backward integration process, including manufacturing, procurements, and vendor management, it is more effective lean principle and techniques. A lean principle helps to respond quickly to the market and also to the uncertainty of the market. So instead of predicting or forecasting certain demand and keep those stocks, but whereas your demand fluctuates in the market, so it is more dangerous to invest in that kind of inventory. So what in this lean management principles, continuously monitor the demand and uncertainty of market and give those signals backward, naturally we will be in a position to manage our inputs, processes, working process, finished goods and distribution. The lean concept looks for ways to eliminate unnecessary resources. What does it mean? It can work on minimum space, minimum investment in inventory, so as to manage with the minimum number of people to do the activity, and also it also give a better service to our customer. So it is much better option to integrate lean principles in our activity, starting from procurement till it being gets sold. This should be a continuous process. It's not like lean principle is done once and it is over. It is to be adopted throughout the process of procuring till it reaches the consumer. The entire value chain is to be tightened accordingly. The process and procedures are to be set in appropriately and also moderately review time to time to achieve the lean principles are implemented in our system. There is a 12-step program that makes an organization more lean. It varies companies to company. It is it's not very extensive, but it still gives a fair view of what the steps and programs we have to follow to make a lean system. You are seeing stage 1, stage 2 and stage 3. What exactly is talking about is characterized by high complex operation, functional centers, high finished goods inventory, long cycles, poor quality. Stage 2, characterized by functional centers, high working capital, working process, large lots, poor quality. What is the lean focus particularly to stage 1? It's measurement of scheduling, forecasting, balance, cross train. Exactly what it says, if high complex operation, we need to have a better review methodology and measures and metrics. So as in look at what is causing this kind of characteristic. And scheduling, it is all depends upon the plan. So how do we do planning starting from from production to till it reaches the this one. So the scheduling activity is more scientific. Forecasting. So forecast gives a lot of inputs like what kind of behavior of that particular product and how the demand fluctuates in the market. It may be seasonal or it can be driven by pricing or driven by the competition. So how do we manage this kind of thing through the forecasting and convert this into a demand planning inputs? So naturally it helps, to eliminate the other characteristics of this particular stage. Balance. Cross train. So what we have to do is balance this entire activity and to also train the functional and as well as the aspects related to this particular processes to the entire value chain. Stage 2. We have to create a particular cell to manage this particular challenges so as we can overcome this kind of problem and identify and continuously working on this particular solution. It should be based on the pull system, lean purchasing and storage, total productive maintenance, constraint management. So as we stated, pull system, what it does is the entire signal flows through from consumption till the supplier. So the entire activity is balanced appropriately, the value chain is more thinner or more lean than the normal way we do inventory investment. Lean purchasing, so as it is can be extended and it should be extended to our vendor side as well, so we get most of the inputs are just in time and also the storage is related to the particular inputs and then productive maintenance if any failure of machinery, so we do the post failure we do the maintenance, wherein this process can help you in looking and scheduling your preventive maintenance so as all is managed effectively. Constraint management, if the constraints are visible to us in advance and we have to live with that kind of constraint to be more effective on cost management, we can look at how do we manage those constraints, how do we eliminate those the problem of managing those constraints by eliminating certain kind of processes, procedures or some kind of techniques which we can use so as we can achieve these lean management principles appropriately. Stage 1 fundamentals, you are looking at how do it happening. Lean measurements, lean scheduling, lean forecasting, lean balancing and training. What we spoke of in the previous slide is also been put into the form of here pictures. Stage 1, the initial efforts, one expert Nazarian maintained are directed towards the strictly managerial and systemic to get the process going. So it should be more managerial, how strict we are and ensuring our systems and procedures are followed, and it is systematic to get this process going on. Many early benefits such as balance and flow, lower finished goods inventories and shorter order to delivery time can be realized without changing thing about shop floor by working on some lean fundamentals, he said. It means it is where this is achieved not at one go, but in various stages. In stage one, without disturbing our existing system, we can achieve by implementing this these principles. We can definitely lower the inventory of finished goods, and also time taken to deliver our order is much faster. So this is one thing which can be easily achieved by in stage one itself. Manufacturing cycle time, inventory turns, uptime as a percentage of the scheduled time, and shop floor due date performances encourages lean behavior. So how good we are managing our scheduled activity, so as all that inventory turns are managed appropriately. So as I say, getting the inputs on right time rather than predicting the requirement in advance and holding the inventory in our place, it reduces our shop floor place. It also helps to improve our IS techniques which we learned earlier chapter, and also managing the shop floor in a more efficient way. Pick a key measurement for each lean initiative undertaken and begin to report out data no less than a weekly basis. So if we decide in this area, in particular area, we can by identifying certain kind of elimination of activity reduces the overall effectiveness, we can look at those elements and review those data more constantly. At least I would suggest at least bi-weekly more detailed analysis of this element and achieve how do we improve upon. And also we can use our measures and measurable techniques and measurements which we have learned in the previous chapters. Lean scheduling means scheduling to the manufacturing environment, such as manufacturing to stock, whether we are producing to keep in our stock or manufacturing to order. Then it is produced to against the order, assemble the order, or we assemble based on the order. It should be done in a small finished goods lot sizes as close to the customer order as possible. It means there is a lot sizes which can be eliminated and produce only what is required, or to the minimum effect of holding higher inventory. This is not for the purpose of loading up on the finished goods inventories, but to drive the common raw and fabricated parts purchases and production that will allow the lean company to manufacture finished goods close to the customer's order. It means we can keep most of the inputs in the form of raw material and get it converted into a finished goods based on order and customer need, rather than producing as a finished good and holding a finished goods inventory higher, and subsequently any new additional requirement or new income requirement comes in, then again go back for purchasing. Such a lean operation carries the little finished goods inventory as possible. The forecourt is going to be used to maintain the necessary buffer stock. Buffer stock is to manage our unpredictable demand. It's not to manage our demand. So buffer stocks are to be always to manage the unpredictable demand and fluctuation, rather than of managing to our regular requirements. Lean balance and training. Simply stated, it means abandoning the doctrine of full utilization of all lines all the time, and the introduction of labor force cross training. What it does mean, most of the time I say large sizes. See, manufacturing activity always believe that they use the full capacity of that particular line or the resource, so as it gives the least production cost. But at the end of the day, again it is produced and kept in inventory, the overall the loss to the company is higher. In turn, the production line should produce what is exactly as per the order, or better to keep the minimum lot sizes, and the labor force are used effectively for training purposes of other activity as well beyond manufacturing. So as it is still managing the production as well as the activity related to orders and demand. This is the mid-passage where we achieve that stage. Is there is a cellular organization, setup reduction, work standardization, self-inspection. As we stated, once you know the activity related to the, production into smaller lot sizes, we can look at what type of setup required, how do we do that, how do we manage that effectively without losing much of our cost and time. Work standardization, how do we standardize it based on our learn from 5S principles as well, so we can put list of procedures and processes and standardize it, so as we can sustain that kind of actions in long run. Self-inspection, review moderately, regularly, so as whether you are seriously achieving that lean principle or any mid-course correction required. So what it is happening is changes in the floor layout. So we can look at that layout itself in such a way, so as we can optimize the space, we can optimize the working elements. How do we optimize our shop floor, and what are the element what that can be eliminated as a waste and enhanced flow using our 5S principles as well, so we can improvise this lean management appropriately. It is always smaller lot sizes, which for better quality as of services. It's not like producing more than what is required and managing a big lot sizes. We can look for smaller lot size, achieving that, and still some level of inputs, finished goods go into the inventory, but it is still optimizing the methods and techniques. As he stated, the layout is by the product family with no intermediate parts production or queues between operations, and allowing labor force flexibility as volume changes. As we stated, it's much explicit and clearly stated in this particular statement. Setup reductions, the new philosophy is to produce in small lot sizes, and it is reiterated, emphasized again and again. He is not producing based on the original equipment manufacturing capability, rather it should be very simply produced based on finished goods requirement and maintain most of the inputs format, so as we can react to customers based on demand pull rather than building into inventory based on forecast. Smaller lot sizes, short production cycle, which is to be achieved, to review our methods and procedures in the manufacturing activity, what can be, how we can improve our lot sizes, by eliminating wastages, appropriate process and procedures is set in, review our methodology and techniques we are adopting to achieve that aspects of production activity, and also production shorter production size cycle. It is not reducing the overall manufacturing cycle time, but also looking at shorter production cycle. How quickly we can react? What type of steps we have to follow? We have to convert all the finished products, all the raw material into finished product, or certain things can be kept in working process stage, so as we can convert it into a final product or any given product or any given based on the components which we are using in our system. Work standardization. Work standardization is a lean environmental requires a real industrial engineering of tasks and continues to ensure that the exact same work is done at each operation in realistic time to discourage shortcuts and as an offer. So it means we have to do the entire engineering study of our systems, so as to define what is the flow required, how it is to be set up, how do we manage efficiently our techniques and methodology adopted in the production area, and improve upon that, and how and what is to be done and how it is to be done. It is all being standardized. Self-inspection. Eliminate inspectors and establish the quality discipline in support of small lot production and work standard itself. So by standardizing the procedures and processes, naturally the end result should yield to a right product, this one. In this process, eliminate the inspection and look at more towards quality discipline to be achieved in set of standardized methodology and techniques. This is in stage 3. It is in a very advanced system where we are talking about pulse system. Signals coming from consumption, so we convert our final product based on the order management. Lean purchasing and storage. We also ensure our purchasing may follow some lean, and also insist our vendors or supplier to do our vendor management inventory or just in time technology. Lean maintenance, you know, do a set of preventive maintenance, so as you know there is no breakdown maintenance, so as this entire principles is working on lesser maintenance at the time of production. Bottleneck management, looking at how do we eliminate the bottlenecks in assembly lines or in production cycles or the stages of various production, so as the entire stages of productions are synchronized and capacity is based on from stage 1 to stage N, depends upon the number of stages followed by the company. So this is a very advanced lean technology, lean techniques to be adopted to achieve the lean principles. The following practices once established will propel your facility into the top few lean organization, that's what the expert says. The next slides describe these advanced lean concepts. So let's go ahead on that. Pull concept. As we have gone through this entire chapter, one word we used pull concept. What is pull concept? Pull concept is exactly where the consumption point is. For an example, if there we have a retail outlet where the retail outlet is being serviced through our distributor, the distributor is serviced through our distribution center, the distribution centers are serviced through our warehouse operation, the warehouse is serviced through our manufacturing operation, then going backward, manufacturing operation serviced through our supplier, and in turn supplier to be serviced through his supplier. So in this entire activity is backward integrated. Any signal comes from a purchasing point of view, it all goes back to us and integrated together. So as visibility of the actual demand, it reflects to a right production and right product movement. So as there is no imaginary moving backward, this is imaginary moving backward and looking activity is related based on the signal comes from the demand rather than a forecasting and going back reverse and keeping inventory. So this is the methodology which is now popularized across many distribution companies, particularly fast moving company and perishable commodities. It's much easier to integrate through the system and get those signals, you know, in an appropriate lead time service requirement, and the entire value chain is, you know, integrated from demand to supply. This step is characterized by supplier partnership, small lot purchases, smaller supplier certification and storage at the point of use. We said as like when we are doing the pull system, naturally that is integrating our supplier, and also the way we procure from him, it may be a smaller lot sizes, and also it is the quality is self-certified by the vendor himself, so as you know avoiding time and time taken to approve the inputs for our finished goods. Work center managers and workers participate together in maintenance decisions and a routine maintenance. It assigns calls cell work specific maintenance tasks such as cleaning, lubrication, minor repairs and preventive maintenance. We talked about preventive maintenance. Lean maintenance is looking at possible downtime of any machine so as we can do preventive maintenance rather than a breakdown maintenance. The preventive maintenance helps to schedule your production accordingly, leave your facilities and resources to maintenance. It's like, you know, which are more simpler, like, you know, lubricating the machine, cleaning and tasking, or some minor repairs and maintenance requirements of certain machinery. So as it is preventive maintenance rather than a breakdown maintenance. So as the lean principles are followed, when the signal comes, your machineries are always ready to produce. And unlikely any event of breakdown. Bottleneck, as we say, in any manufacturing shop, we will have multiple activities related to production. It's starting from one to another, and finally it is getting packed and moved. I can quote an example here, much easier to understand. If there is one lubricant company where lubricant company is manufacturing the lube, which is a liquid form, and getting converted into multiple packs based on the retail demand. So in this particular activity, it is possible that the getting the lube oil as a blending activity is a big, you know, getting one big volume, and then it is subsequently get filled into smaller packs. There is a possibility that our making a lube as a liquid is easier, and getting converted into a small pack is not synchronized. Is the capacity of the blending is much higher than what we are exactly filling in. So these kind of gaps can be, you know, reviewed constantly and eliminate these bottlenecks. What we produce, what is exactly being filled in. That is where we say smaller lot sizes, capability, again backward integration, what is the last activity towards the first activity. So the entire the value chain is appropriately engineered, so the entire process is lean. Thank you so much.